This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The Red Mosque in Islamabad remains under control of the cleric Abdul Rashid Ghazi. Since the mosque was seized by madrasa students on Tuesday, more than 1,000 have fled, but hundreds still remain. And last night, clerics attempted to mediate the situation, but they were shot at as they approached the mosque. Islamabad Bureau Chief of the Washington Post, Griff Whitty, has been on the scene all week and joins us. Griff, thanks very much for being with us.
Good to be here, Scott.
And what was the deal they made, and how did it apparently go wrong?
Well, the deal was that a group of clerics would be going into the mosque to attempt to mediate. They were trying to get the main cleric, Ghazi, to release the women and children who are still there. Mm-hmm. And as they approached the mosque during a ceasefire, someone apparently violated the ceasefire. A gun battle began, and the clerics had to return. They were not allowed in.
Mm. Now, I understand that that the cleric Ghazi has spoken to the local press and says that he prefers martyrdom to capture.
That's right. Positions in this struggle have really hardened over the last 24 or 48 hours. It appeared a couple of days ago as though Ghazi would surrender. It looked as though we were heading in that direction. But lately he is saying that he plans to fight to the death. The government, meanwhile, says that it's going to accept nothing less than an unconditional surrender. Mm. So this is a siege that seems to have no end in sight, and the end is not looking good.
To remind ourselves a bit of how it began, the Pakistani government says that students in the mosque and perhaps clergy in the mosque have been conducting what amounts to a Taliban-style morality rampage, including kidnapping women.
That's right. They essentially want to create a theocratic state in Pakistan, and they had begun by really creating a state within a state in Islamabad. They control a mosque, which is in the heart of Islamabad, a city that is very moderate in its nature, mm-hmm. very sedate, actually. And they had essentially gone on an anti-vice campaign where they were abducting women who they alleged were prostitutes and making them publicly confess their crimes. They were threatening video and music store owners with having their stores trashed. They were abducting police officers. They were generally being quite a nuisance to the government. Mm.
And any idea of what the cleric Ghazi wants? I mean, is he going to insist on that autonomous religious state, or can he be talked out or into some kind of surrender any other way that's visible?
It doesn't seem that he will be talked into surrender. It seems as though he wants to go down fighting. His older brother, Maulana Abdul Aziz, was captured the other day while he was trying to escape from the mosque dressed in a burqa.
Yeah.
And this was quite humiliating for him, quite humiliating for his brother. And Ghazi seems very intent now on going out in a way that he feels is dignified. He does not want to be humiliated as his brother was.
And supplies of food and water presumably are running low.
They are. Ghazi says that he has enough supplies to hold out for another month. But that is in doubt. People who are coming out of the mosque saying that supplies are indeed running low. Power has been cut off to the mosque for the last several days. They apparently do not have enough food. They do not have enough water. And Ghazi says there are now 70 dead bodies in the mosque from fighting over the last few days. There's been very intense fighting that's gone back and forth. And Ghazi says he has sustained a number of casualties. And so,
Griff Whitty in Islamabad, thank you very much.